Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for By the Numbers, episode 59.
Man, 59.
Holy crap.
We're almost to 69.
We're almost to 69. I think we need to do a double show, or at least maybe back to front.
back to front. Go
one. We'll do a back to front. So we'll go 1 to 5 with our or you know, somehow we'll
work the 69 in there.
We'll work the 69 in. All right. So what do we got tonight? We got 7 movies.
We got a lot of movies. It's an exercise episode. We got Bosco. We got Players. We got a Wes Anderson short. We got Ashes. We got Suncoast. We got Upgraded, and we got Land of Bad. Yeah, Land of Bad.
All right, you guys, this is amazing. I am Dave. That is Rich. We are the Faces for Radio, and it's time to get rolling. What is up, my friends? Thank you for joining us as the Faces for Radio podcast presents By the Numbers, where we take new releases and we review them, and we either love them or hate them, but we let you know what we thought. I am your host, Dave, and my co-host is
Rich. How you doing, man?
I'm doing okay, brother. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good, man. Doing pretty good. It's Wednesday. I always love Hump Day because we get to chat and talk movies.
I know, and that
awesome.
That is awesome. Let's say hello to the chat. Jay is the first one in the house. Jay, my brother, you get the cookie. There you go. I'm gonna have to start making different types of cookies, so maybe peanut butter next week or oatmeal raisin, but chocolate chips. Oatmeal raisin's good. I just had some oatmeal raisin recently, and man, pretty tasty. So I might be doing some of that, but for right now you get chocolate chip, my brother. So thank you so much for joining us. Be sure to hit the like button. I appreciate that. You guys, thank you so much.
Appreciate you, Jay.
For joining us tonight as we celebrate episode 59 of By the Numbers, which, you know, we're going to hit 100 episodes by the end of this year.
It's going to be
a blast. Our 100th episode is going to be huge. I want to do something like major, maybe have people on, a whole bunch of people on the show.
I would love to. I'd love to have everyone that's joined us. I think that would be awesome.
Yeah, people that have joined us multiple times, you know, we get Corey on and we get Jay and Evan and, you know, get a whole bunch of people on and we all watch all the movies, whoever's willing to do it.
Isn't Jay coming on the 6th? Isn't Jay coming on the
6th? I think so.
That? Or did I dream that?
Oh, you might have dreamt that because we have Alex on the 6th,
Jay,
right?
Well, that's weird.
Am I messed up here? I know we have Alex coming back.
I know Alex is coming back for the Ghostbusters week.
Alex is coming back for the Ghostbusters. I think that might not be the 6th. That might be...
That's the 20-something.
That's the 22nd, something like that.
I might be losing my mind, guys. Let me check the chat. Or the... I could have swore. Where's my Jay Manley at?
Yeah, Jay, are you coming back?
Yeah, on the 6th? March 6th. Yeah. He says he'd be cool. This is cool with you, David. You and David, March 6th. I said, sounds perfect.
Yeah. We got Jay coming back on the 6th for Dune 2.
Yeah, that's next week.
Dune 2 and The Hill, Anyone But You, Thanksgiving, and American Symphony. So that's going to be a blast. I can't wait for that.
Yeah. The only one I need to watch is Dune 2. I might rewatch.
I need to watch Dune 2 and Anyone But You and American Symphony. Yeah. I do have The Hill and Thanksgiving in the tank, so.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. March 27th, we have Alex with Roadhouse, Ghostbusters, Frozen Empire, The Color Purple, Poor Things, and Napoleon, right?
Yeah. I knew I wasn't dreaming, Alex or David.
I'm dreaming. No, we're ale. You know who doesn't dream about Jay Manley?
That's true. Right? He's very manly,
dude. He is very manly.
What's up, Holland?
What's up, Holland? Good to see you, brother. So everybody's saying hi. Back to front. Oh Lord. Rob, how you doing, what's brother? Up, Big Knock is in the house. And speaking of great people, Tiana, good to see you.
She has the best personality.
She is. She is such a sweetheart. And Robert's like, aw. And yeah. Oh, tonight you're talking about lots of movies I watched this week.
Well, that works out perfect.
I can't wait to get your thoughts on these, Tiana, because
Tiana, I think you need to come on a high five.
You need to come on by the numbers. Or a high five. We need to get you on the show.
Yeah.
Really, I don't know. I don't know about is you are definitely not a face for radio, but we'll make an exception.
We case. Are.
Yeah, we are the faces for radio. So you'll definitely spice things up.
Yeah, you'll improve the aesthetic.
The curve will rise with it's like when I get my cameos from my granddaughter, it just raises the bell curve a little bit. So because you know, we got a 10 and 2 5s, so it averages out. So it'd be great to have another 10 on the show.
Yeah.
Speaking of 10s, there's Cal-El. What good to see you, Cal. That cookie crazy, where the pie at? Well, I give cookies for the first time, you know, first time chat. Guys gets a cookie. I don't necessarily make pie, but everybody's saying hi to everybody. Love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Jay is going to see Dune this weekend. That's awesome.
I'm on Friday.
Rich is dreaming about Jay. How sweet is that?
There is Evan.
Jay is the man of Rich's dreams. He will be ready. Yeah. I'm glad you'll be ready, Jay. It'd be great to have you back, brother, because that was. Yeah.
That was
great
fun.
Show. Really loved having you on there for Killers of the Flower Moon.
You got to get Evan back on here too, so I can bust his balls.
Evan needs a 2024 by the numbers. So I don't think he's been on this year yet.
No, he hasn't.
So no, Evan, you gotta get in there. Look at our dates. Let's get you in. Because I want the ones that get multiple times on the show. I'm gonna have you guys back for the end of year when we do our top 10 and bottom 5. Because I'm going to do your guys' top 10 and bottom 5 if you've done more than 10 movies.
Yeah.
So that means you have to be on the show at least 3 times.
Yeah. So Jay's already got 2 down.
Jay's got 2 down.
Yeah.
So well, yeah, we need you guys. We need the rest of you guys to step up. We need Corey to step up.
Stacey.
We need Nate to step up. But yeah, we'd love to get
Alex coming.
We got Alex coming. Hey, he's. You know, he only did it once last year, and he's like, I don't know if I want to do that again. But I was like, I'm going to make sure we give him Ghostbusters because I know Buster makes him feel good. So,
I think really he's got a good, pretty good week.
I think he's got a pretty good week.
Mm-hmm.
Evan, thank you, brother. He will book something. I can't wait to have Evan back on the show.
Me neither. No matter how much you bust my balls, I love Evan. He's fucking awesome.
Yeah. Now he's dreaming about you, Evan, so it's a... It's gonna be a great weekend. Just he's gonna be dreaming about Jay Manley and Evan.
Yeah,
I want to do a high five per political thrillers if you two are down.
Oh, that'd be good for November.
We might do that. Might not be a
good.
It might not be a bad November theme for high five.
Yeah,
I am not fond of political thrillers or political movies of any sort. He is. So if you're gonna make me watch them, then I'll do it for a high five.
Yeah, that's we'll have to write that down. Yep. Evan, we're gonna mark you in for November for political.
We'll mark you in for November for political thrillers. I think that'll be our theme.
That is a good category, Evan.
I think that works because we were talking about some kind of November theme, and I think with the voting and everything, I think that works perfect. And he's right. Rich, that was great. That was a good segue for thinking for November. That's awesome. Yeah. Sometimes you make me so proud.
I can do that every now and then, man.
Every now and then, you know, then, you know, then there are times when I get messages from people going, why was Rich on my show? And I'm, you know, he can't figure out his password. And I'm like, I'm sorry. He's not technically minded. He's a great guy. He's good to have on the show. I know, you know, Oppenheimer was a masterpiece and it was his number two film, but we, you know,
speaking of Oppenheimer, did you happen, you, I know you were live with Spirits and Spirits. Did you happen to go back and catch the SAG Awards?
I did not. I have not catched, I didn't catch the
SAG. See, I watched it and it was pretty good.
Now David is dreaming of Rich. You know, I have been dreaming of Rich for a year now. It's just, you know, mm-hmm. it's a living dream. I'm living the dream.
Living nightmare. This is more like it.
Well, yeah. But you know, I like horror movies, so
that's true.
It's all good for me. Yeah, no blood though. No.
Yeah, but
none of that excision stuff.
Or the
as who? As Rich is trying not to comment.
So what is
that? I'm not pinching and zooming in on your two faces. Yeah, you are. We're gonna get another one of those pictures. It's like, I don't know what Rich is thinking about with Dave. And I was like,
he looks like he's hungry all the time.
He looks like he's hungry and is like, no, he's looking at you like he wants you. And I'm like, okay, so he's hungry. So that's fine.
Oh god, that's funny.
All right. So dude, we got seven movies and one Oscar nomination.
Yeah.
For short film. So we're trying to add as many of these as we can as we get closer and closer to the Academy Awards.
Mm-hmm. Which is in a couple of weeks.
Yeah. So overall, what did you think about this group?
It was okay.
Yeah.
Nothing
I agree with
great.
That.
The back
there,
end
there was,
kind of stuff.
There was one here that I really liked. And then there were.
There were a few here.
There were a few here that I had trouble with. It's just like, oh, I don't know. and I'm going to be honest. There was one movie that I just could not.
He's a quitter, guys. Remember that. Dave's a quitter.
I quit on a movie. I ended up just fast forwarding to the end so that
a
I
quitter
could
is
it.
Like a spinner. That's all I'm saying.
You know, and sometimes Rich likes that. So we're going to. So we're gonna get to these movies, and I was like, so seven movies, and again we watch them, we review them, we rank them by average score. Which one do you think got our lowest score for this week?
Fucking Wes Anderson movie.
Okay, so here's the thing, you guys.
We both hate Wes Anderson. Me too, Jay. I was surprised.
Pascal?
Yeah.
Okay.
For drama series.
Okay. For Last of Us? Because, I love that show. I'm actually surprised about that, too. But he didn't get the Golden Globe, so I thought, yeah, that maybe... Yeah, I still thought maybe Succession would take it or something like that. But the interesting thing about this one, I was like, okay, once I figured out it was a Wes Anderson movie, I was disappointed. And I noticed it right off the bat when I was watching the trailer.
Yeah.
And then I was like, so yeah, I'm glad he won it too. I like Pablo Pascal.
Mr. Fantastic,
the new Mr. Fantastic. And I don't know why I was thinking I was gonna sing a Shaggy song. Mr. Fantastic.
And there we get a strike.
And there we go. Now you're getting dinged. I like Wes Anderson, but his Netflix shorts were so boring. I don't know anything about Wes Anderson shorts, but this particular movie, which was short, I did not like. And it's nominated for an Oscar for Best Short Film, and a lot of people love Wes Anderson. It's just not our bag. No. So our lowest scored movie of the week is The Wonderful Story of Henry Sugar. And I will say this, it's got a big time cast. Ralph Fiennes, Benedict Cumberbatch, Dev Patel, Ben
Kingsley.
Which
he's great.
Yeah, I mean, it's good. It basically felt to me like I was just reading a book. It was just an audio book, is kind of what it felt like to me. But I do not like Wes Anderson, and
I don't get his appeal. I'm not knocking anybody that likes him.
People that like him, and he's got a great following.
He does.
But this just this
the, only saving grace for me was the visuals of this. I like how it was shot. I love the colors. I love the stage. It looked like a stage show. I dug that, but that's the only redeeming quality of this movie.
Okay.
In the 40 minutes, I had to rewind it twice because I fell asleep.
Okay. Well, let's read the synopsis on it. It says, chronicles a variety of stories, but the main one follows Henry Sugar, who is able to see through objects and predict the future with the help of a book that he stole. And yeah, it's kind of an anthology, but it does. It has a couple of different stories over the course of the 40 minutes. And, you know, I think, you know, my favorite part of it is that it was only 40 minutes long.
Yeah, it was 35 minutes too long.
It was. But it was
18 like, minutes like Awake.
I was like, yeah, this would have been great as an 18 minute movie. And then Awake should have been 40 minutes. And I would have loved it more. But yeah, this is
bad.
This really bugged me. I can't. This is like, I don't know. This is like watching musicals to me. And is Godzilla being loud? What's going on?
Yes, my pussy's moaning.
Your pussy's moaning.
Yeah, she's looking at me.
Regular as clockwork.
It's that time. I mean,
it is that time. Pretty soon the train's going to go by. And But yeah, I just could not with this movie. I wish I didn't have to finish this movie, but I was like, it's only 40 minutes. I'll suffer through it.
It didn't feel like it. It felt long.
It felt longer. It felt like it was at least an hour. I was just like, really? Is it over? And I mean, even my wife sitting next to me going, why are we watching this? And I go, it's for the
show. You told her it was my pick, didn't you?
Yeah, Rich picked it. It's his fault. I said, well, I was like, it's an Oscar nomination, so we have to.
Yeah.
Just not a fan.
There's no highlight here. Yeah. There's nothing.
The Roald Dahl short story. I like it. Is that Roald Dahl? Yeah, I think it's. Is it Roald Dahl or Roald Dahl? Whatever that is. But anyway. Yeah. I'm glad you liked it, Jay. Because yeah, it just. I did like the
little box trick they did. That was kind of. I like that.
I mean, I like the little, like, you know, the Ben Kingsley thing with Dev Patel and with the hair coming out of his ears, and the doctor seemed to have a real problem with that. I don't know. I got through it, and I'm not going to watch it again. But yeah, I wasn't really fond of this.
Yeah, I wasn't either.
All right, so let's go to our highlights on it. Basically, the biggest highlight is cast. Rich, you gave the cast. Oh, I'm sorry, you gave the visuals a 9.
Yeah, I like the visual of this.
Yeah, you gave the visuals a 9, the cast an 8, acting a 7, and then the rest is all 5s, 4s, 3s, and 2s. I actually gave a 9 to the cast. I gave a 7 to the story. And then it rests as all 6s, 5s, 3s. And for me, I gave a 1 to the trailer. As soon as I noticed it was Wes Anderson, I was out. I was like, no. I didn't want to watch Asteroid City. Rich and I both elected to not watch that because we would give that such a negative review. And I think if I'd have known this was Wes Anderson from the get-go,
I didn't know it was.
Yeah, I didn't know it was either until I saw the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And I literally saw the trailer right before I watched the movie. And I was like, oh, why did we pick this? Because I just knew we weren't going to give this a favorable score.
Yeah.
Because it's just not our thing. All right. So let's go to our final scores on The Wonderful Story of Henry Sugar. This is coming in 7th place for us, you guys. IMDb is giving this a 7.4. Rotten Tomatoes critic score 96%. Audience score 81% because everybody likes Wes Anderson except for us. Rich, you gave it a 49. I gave it a 51 for an average score of 50.
Yeah,
that's kind of what that was.
Yeah, don't watch this, guys. If you don't like Wes Anderson,
No, this is not.
This will probably be the one that win the Oscar because it's Wes Anderson.
This will probably win the Oscar.
Yeah.
I like the other one we watched a lot better.
Oh, I love the other one we watched.
Yeah. Even though it was 18 minutes, I thought that was really good. It was, I wanted more out of it, but I would pick that one over this one any day, but this one's going to win. This one's going to win. It's just, it's Wes Anderson.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. What do you think is going to be number six, bro?
Ashes.
Yeah, that's your cat.
Mine is right on cue.
Yeah, I love it.
I didn't have as big as a problem as Dave did, but I understand why Dave did.
It was okay. It's just, yeah, I don't like the theme here. I don't like the storyline. I am not a fan of this. And it really turned me off. It turned me off from the trailer where I was like, I don't want to watch this.
You see, this is the problem that we have sometimes is that we don't know what the movies are. I go through the list, I see 2024, and we throw them in the schedule, no matter, you know. Then it's a gamble if we're going to like them or don't.
It is. It's rolling dice is what we're doing. It's just.
Like to watch love every movie that we watch? Of course I would love to love every movie that we watch. But, you know, that's not reality.
Yeah, that's not how it happens. It's just. but we do that because we want to watch everything that's come out that we can. That way you guys don't have to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, sometimes we have to watch movies that we just don't like.
Sometimes we find a hidden gem that we
sometimes we run into something where we're like, holy crap, that was so good.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and I hope to get that. Lot. No, this does not qualify. It's not good. So our number six movie is. Boy, did I do like multiple copies of it? That's holy crap. And actually, I don't even see that one. Hate that. I put all the movies in there, but sometimes StreamYard gets rid of it. So yeah, Ashes. This is on Netflix, you guys. It came out February 9th. It is a foreign film. It's Turkish, which is, that's a new one.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't got a whole lot of. But yeah, I appreciate that, brother. Make your own opinion. Yeah. Speaking of our own opinion, Jeff, good to see you, brother. Thank you so much.
Good job.
Sarah's in the house. Hey, Sarah. Hope just uploaded a video. Be sure to check that out, you guys. I'm on Rich's side and David to watch movies. I keep falling asleep. Yeah. I also falling way behind to watching new movies. Yeah,
unfortunately, we can't do that. We have to stay.
We don't have the luxury of falling behind.
Yeah. Or the show falls behind.
And we're like, we can't miss a week. We gotta make sure we watch these movies. But yeah, let me read the synopsis before I get away from myself. It says a wealthy married woman falling in love with a mysterious carpenter, which will lead to many conflicts.
It's not Jesus.
No, it is not Jesus, although it tries to pretend to be Jesus. and I'm just like, no, come on. I did not like this, bro.
I like the book parts.
I like the she was reading the story and she was fantasizing and I was like, okay.
And I liked the ashes. And I liked how that was shot.
I get that. That was okay. Yeah, I just, you know, she just goes and all of a sudden this guy is like, oh no, this is the guy from the book and it's true. And and I'm going to like shtup him. And then I'm like, okay, that's kind of where I lost. I was just done. So I was like, okay, let's forward to the end and see what happens. Ah, okay, good. Great. That's what I thought. I'm not going to recommend this because I just,
the lead actress here, I like her. I would like to see her in something else.
Yeah, I thought she did a pretty good job.
Mm-hmm. I'd watch her in something else.
Yeah. No, I could see that. Give me a good disaster movie or something like that. Because I think dramatically, I think she's a good dramatic actress.
Yeah.
Well, I just didn't like this whole storyline. Yeah. It just
I get it.
Yeah.
I totally get it. Don't even.
Oh, you're talking to your pussy? Don't you even come. Don't you even come. I've never said that to a pussy. I'm glad your mom's getting better, Sarah. That's good. Awesome.
Well, wishes to Sarah's mom.
Yes. This was let's go to our highlight.
I scored it probably higher than you.
I mean, not by a whole lot. I actually, you know, there were some decent things. I just did not like it.
I get it.
So, you know, visually it was pretty cool. I couldn't get behind the story. You know, that type of thing. So, let's see, you gave it an 8 for the story, 8 for the visuals, 7 for genre and subgenre, and then a lot of 6s and 5s, and of course 4 for cast because it's foreign. We didn't know anybody. I actually gave a 7 to the visuals, and I gave a 7 to the subgenre, and then the rest are all 6s, 5s, and the trailer was a 3. Because, I was just like, no.
Yeah. I said pass on this one.
Yeah, I think this is a pass. This is a hard pass. I mean, it was a hard pass for me.
Yeah.
But I just don't see. I had a real problem with the language barrier on this too.
I didn't mind that.
I don't know. It bugged me. I didn't. The dubbing was horrible, and I didn't.
I don't do dubbing. I
tried to watch it in Turkish, and I was having problems with that. It just ultimately did not appeal to me. But let's go to our final scores on Ashes, coming in 6th place. You guys, get this one out the way. IMDb is giving this a 4.2. Rotten Tomatoes critics score 29%, audience score 10%. But we know Rotten Tomatoes just does not like foreign movies.
Yeah,
Rich, you gave it a 61, I gave it a 56, and I don't think my average score is right, but average score 59.5.
That's all right. Don't avoid it, guys.
Yeah. No, it was 58.5. That's my bad. It's 58.5 for the average. I noticed that as soon as I saw it, that I typed it in wrong. So that's my bad.
Yeah. It's okay, though. I mean, that's not going to
change. Still no good. Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like to leave a stone unturned, so there we go. 58.5. I had to redo that because better about myself. Because I was like, that it just didn't look right. I didn't like it.
I think I'm gonna go next is Bosco. Or Upgraded, one of the two.
Bosco or Upgraded.
Yeah. And I'm probably wrong with both of them.
No, you're right on one of them. So our number five movie is Upgraded. This is on Prime. It was cute. It's a low rent Devil Wears Prada.
Oh yeah.
Wannabe freaking movie. There was a movie called Secret of My Success with Michael J. Fox, like back in the like late 80s or something like that. Kind of remind, if you take Devil Wears Prada and Secret of My Success and you smack them together like two balls, then that was Upgraded.
Yeah.
They're just like low hanging fruit. It was a real low hanging fruit romantic comedy.
Yeah. But
I mean, but I like the girl who played Anna Santos in this. The main girl, I liked her. She was cute.
I did too.
I liked her attitude. I liked the way she behaved. Ooh. I did not like Marissa Tomei in this.
Yeah, I didn't. I was like, that fake accent.
And they even said that she was from Minnesota. And I was like, okay, so now the fake accent makes sense.
Yeah.
But like anybody is supposed to buy this, that she sounds like that mm-hmm. is ridiculous. And then the two supermodels that were assistant one. Yeah. They were ridiculous.
Yeah.
Now the male lead in this, I recognize from Shadow and Bone, which is a series on Netflix. And I like him. He's good. I liked Lena Olin, who played his mom, like the rich girl. Yeah. And then of course, Anthony Stewart Head from Buffy the Vampire Slayer. He comes in as the just an incredible a flamboyant personality.
Yeah.
And but it was fun, it was cute, it went exactly how it was supposed to. There was no spontaneity, no surprise here.
This could almost pass as a Hallmark movie.
That's exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Hallmark movies, Steve, it's good to see you. Fresh from the Hallmark movie. Yeah. Cal, thank you so much. We best wishes to Sarah's mom.
Yeah.
On her recovery from her foot surgery. And everybody's saying, hey, love it. So yeah, let's read the synopsis on Upgraded. It says, when Anna is upgraded to first class on a work trip, she meets handsome Will, who mistakes Anna for her boss, Claire. A white lie then sets off a glamorous chain of events, romance, and opportunity until her fib threatens to surface. So Cinderella story or Made in Manhattan with Jennifer Lopez, or, you know, something like that, to where she's pretending to be someone else, accidentally at first, and then she's afraid to tell him the truth. And then there's a stupid comedian in the beginning that the brother-in-law or the fiance of the actor, I can't stand him. I don't think he's that funny. All he could do was just complain about her being in the house. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
But I mean, all in all, this was okay. It was okay. If you're desperate for a romantic comedy, this was okay.
Yeah. I wouldn't rush to see it.
No. I mean, it's sitting there on Prime whenever you want it. It's not like it's going anywhere.
And there's probably something else better on Prime than this.
Yeah. I'd pick Role Play over this, but.
Oh, I don't know.
I like Role Play better than you did.
Yeah, I think I would pick Upgraded over this.
I'd pick Role Play because Role Play had a little bit more killing and assassin stuff. This was just all.
This had better acting.
It did.
Yeah.
But I'd rather have people blow up than people kissing.
That's true. That is true.
Because, yeah, I'm watching the end and I'm going, but, you know, it's fine. okay. Let's take a look at our highlights. And of course, for some reason, my throat hurts. I'm coughing again. So yeah, let's go to our highlights again. Cast is pretty high here. Rich, you have an 8 for cast, and then you have 7s for acting, ending, and story. I have a 9 for cast, and then I have 7s for acting and ending. Otherwise, we're pretty much 6s and 5s, except I think you gave the trailer a 3. Yeah. Because I could see that. You watch the trailer, and you're like, okay, this is generic. This is like... Yeah. And I watched the trailer and I'm like, okay, she's cute. And you know, and I was like, and Marissa Tomei's in it. I like Marissa Tomei, especially but I did not like her in this movie.
Yeah.
It was not cool. I'm finishing up the tile right now. So
I'll try to find my.
Yeah, I'm glad I got this out of the way. But yeah, this is not something I would watch again. I think I'm okay with a one and done.
Me too.
Like I said, I can't really recommend you chasing after it, but this is okay if you're looking for anything. Yeah. Love it when the guys are saying hi to each other. All right, any closing arguments on Upgraded?
No.
You think it's a good spot for it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's better than the other last two movies.
I agree. All right, it's better than the last two movies and not as good as what we have coming up. So all right, let's take a look at the final scores on Upgraded. IMDb is giving us 6.1. Rotten Tomatoes critic score is 78%, which I'm a little puzzled about.
Yeah, how many?
45 reviews. And 68 for an audience score, and I think that's a little bit more accurate. Rich, you gave it a 58. I gave it a 60 for an average score of 59. Oh shoot. I should have I'm supposed to have a code to give out tonight.
Oh yeah. Do you want me to grab one real quick?
Yeah, if you want to.
Okay.
Or I can grab one really quick, but
okay.
Either way. Do you have one handy? Otherwise,
I just right over here. Let me go over here real quick. I think. Let me try this one. Okay. I don't think this one has been redeemed. Let me send it to you.
All right.
What's your name again? No, I kid. There we go. I sent it to Instagram. Okay. I don't think it's been redeemed. But my next guess for our next movie, it has to be Bosco.
Let's see if I can get that in. Okay, yep, I got your thing. So,
oh shit.
Yes. So our next movie is Bosco. Quite a bit higher. Basically, Upgraded and Henry Sugar and Ashes were all in the 50s area. Average score between us. Now we're going a little bit higher. So okay. these are about 10 points higher. So Bosco is on Peacock, you guys, and the synopsis reads, based on the story of Quante Bosco Adams, sentenced to 35 years for attempted possession of marijuana, with the help of a woman from a Lonely Hearts ad, He escapes to see his daughter, but is forced to take responsibility for his past.
And this is a true story.
It says it's based on a true story. And I think that was my favorite part, was the ending where you get actually the facts and you see the guy and what he did afterwards.
Yes.
And I say, I'm proud of what the guy did after his release. Because he ended up serving 16 years.
Yeah.
For attempted possession of marijuana.
Yeah.
And again, it's got a good cast. You got Thomas Jane, you got Tyrese Gibson, you got Vivica A. Fox. Good cast. I did not like Tyrese Gibson in this.
Yeah, he was a dick.
He, well, not only was he a dick, but he does not know how to play a drunk.
Well, he's not a really good actor to begin with.
No, he's not a good actor. I never thought of him being an Oscar winner, but you'd think he would know how to be drunk. You think he's had enough to drink. I know how to pretend to be drunk, and I don't drink that much. But I don't know. I just wasn't in the mood for this.
It was
okay. Yeah. And it was brutal what they were doing and what happened. And, you know, Thomas Jane was a prick as the main guard. And the other guy who played Ramos, Rusty, the other guard, he was a prick, but he turned out to be okay.
Yeah.
And then you've got what I had her name, Nikki Blonsky. It was a girl from Hairspray.
Oh, yeah.
She's the white girl in this. Girl that helps him escape. Heart girl.
Yeah.
The Lonely Hearts girl. Hey, well, speaking of Lonely Hearts.
What's up, Corey?
It's good to see you. Good. Yeah. Still waiting on that sick shirt. You got to do a live when you get that sick shirt. And that's got to be the title. I've got my sick shirt. But yeah, I mean, this was good.
Kind of boring.
It's slow. Mm-hmm. It's basically all prison stuff.
Yeah. I wanted more Prison Break.
Yeah, the flashbacks were weird. It was just kind of like they really didn't explain much except for, okay,
you could tell this was made for streaming.
Yeah. No, this was made for streaming. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I think you hit the nail on the head. It will be an epic live stream. It will be. You'll have like 100 people on there. Oh my God, he's got a new shirt. But I mean, it was okay. I think the ending was the best for me because I really liked what happened after he got out of prison and the whole stuff that they said about the real guy.
Mm-hmm.
I liked the kid here, the guy who played Bosco. I think he did a good job, but a lot of times I couldn't hear him. I couldn't understand what he was saying. It was like he had ice cream. It was like he had ice cream mouth to me. So he's like, and I'm like, okay, I'm old or something because I can't understand what he's saying. I'm turning it up and trying to figure out what they're saying. I don't know. The music was okay. I thought the music was pretty good here. But this basically ended up being a pretty good, but not great.
Yeah. If you're bored, I say watch it.
I think this is worth a watch, but yeah, just expect it to be slow. Lower your expectations.
Yeah.
You know, and just understand it's a prison movie and it's low budget.
Yeah. There's really not much more.
Yeah. There's not much. There's not much to this.
Yeah. Well, I did like the phone trick he did.
Yeah. I was tripping on that. I was like, okay, so he could just make calls and from the cell. And I was like, mm-hmm. Is he allowed to do that? And I'm like, no, he just did something.
Mm-hmm.
But I liked the one thing about the flashbacks is when, you know, his dad's telling him like, you should go outside and play with your friends. And he's like, no, I like puzzles and I like figuring mm-hmm. stuff out.
Yeah, it's a little foreshadowing.
A little foreshadowing into what went on while he was in the prison.
Yeah.
So I won't spoil it for you guys in case you want to see it. It's not horrible.
Yeah.
Anything else about this one, bro, that you
just watch it if you're bored. It's not.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, it's not gonna jump up and hit you in the mouth or anything with how good it is. It's pretty good, and it's got a good cast.
Yeah. I almost recognize Thomas Jane.
Yeah, I mean, he looks the same as he did when he was in the Predator movie, the last Predator movie. And I was like, oh yeah, he's had some plastic surgery though since.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
He's got a little work done in this area. It's not horrible. Watch it if you're bored. You really sold that, guys. Yeah, no. It's pretty good. But not great.
Yeah, it's hard to explain because
it's not one that I'm like, yeah, go chase after this and watch it. It's like, yeah, okay, it was fine.
Yeah,
you know, fine doesn't sound good by itself, but you put it next to wine or dining, and you got something.
Or woman.
But yeah, what else, of course. Finish this card. Yeah, let's do our highlights on it. There's the train.
Yep.
Ooh, love it. All right. So Rich, you gave a 10 to the cast here.
Mm-hmm.
And then you gave an 8 to the sound and an 8 to the genre. 7s to acting, trailer, ending, and story, and then the rest are 6s. So pretty solid scores across the board.
Yeah.
I gave an 8 to the cast, 7 to the ending, 7 to the genre, and then 6s to everything except the trailer. I gave a 5. The trailer really just didn't appeal to me. I was just kind of meh with the trailer. So not horrible. But I'll see what else. Somebody said something. Turner, yes, a woman, a fine woman. All right, let's go to our final scores on Bosco. You guys, this is fourth place.
Yeah. So we got 3 movies left. Yeah,
we got 3 movies left. It's fourth place. Here it is. IMDb is giving this a 5.6, Rotten Tomatoes critics score 71%, audience score 88%, which is a big swing between IMDb and Rotten Tomatoes. Rich, you gave it a 72. I gave it a 62 for an average score of 67.
Yeah. Which is a decent score.
It's not bad. All right, which one do you think is next?
I'm going to go Land of Bad.
Okay. No.
What? But,
no.
What?
Yeah, so our...
You must have scored that movie high.
I scored it high. I'm going to tell you, I really liked it. So our third place movie is another one that I was surprised by this. I was surprised that I liked this as much as I did. But it is Players.
I like this a lot.
On Netflix, you guys. And basically, this is a female version of Hitch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love Gina Rodriguez. I fell in love with her.
Gina Rodriguez. I thought Billy she Brown. Was adorable in this movie. Mm-hmm. And, but basically, this is a bunch of TV actors that came together and did a pretty decent movie.
Yeah. Well, Philly Brown or Gina Rodriguez started in movies.
Yeah, but I mean, she does mainly like TV shows. Damon Wayans Jr. did like The New Girl and all that, and then.
Oh, he was a New Girl.
I think it was a New Girl, but he did some series. Todd Ellis is Lucifer.
Well, yeah, he's
dude, and then the other dude, the bisexual older brother.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one that I really liked from Lyft. So he was funny. So this was kind of a nice little group that came together to do this movie. And I liked it. I thought it was fun.
Yeah. It had no business being as good as it was.
No, I didn't think I was going to like this one at all. I really thought that I would like Upgraded better than this, but that was not the case. This was way more fun. I enjoyed this a lot more.
Yeah.
Because the girl was the player, like, you know, Gina Rodriguez was the one like pulling the plays and getting the boys dates and doing all this kind of stuff. It was funny. I thought it was kind of a good turn of phrase. Doing
it. All she wanted was a drawer. That's all she wanted. Yeah,
that's all she wanted. And then, you know, again, though, it kind of, you know,
it's cliche.
It's cliche. It ends the same way you think it would. Blah, blah, blah. Right
off the bat, you know. I mean.
Right. So reading the synopsis on it, it says a sports writer unused to relationships falls for a fling, leading her to reconsider playing the field in favor of commitment. So, yeah, if you watch the trailer for this, you'll get an absolute idea of what's going on. You know, and it's one of those, kind of fall for the perfect guy and then realize he's not the perfect guy.
I was waiting for him to do his Lucifer face.
Right. He was going to, you really want to break up with me?
Mm-hmm.
That would be hilarious. I would have given this such a higher score. Me too. If he would have been like, I'm Lucifer Morningstar and I wrote a book. I think that would have been hilarious. But, you know, for Netflix, though, I thought this was good. I was pleasantly surprised here. This did not go how I thought it would. I really expected not to like this at all.
I didn't think you would either, to be honest with you. I didn't think you would like this at all.
I didn't think I would like this either, but it turned out to be really fun.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I knew that
quick movie.
There was baseball stuff in it for you, so
yeah, I liked that.
You had the best of both worlds. You like romance, you like love, and then you got some baseball stuff.
You get love and baseball together.
Love and baseball, you know, instead of love and basketball, but it's love and baseball.
Yeah, and I like the story she tells about her parents at the original Yankee Stadium. I dug that.
And I dug what she was doing, and then once the you know Lucifer guy did what he did, you kind of knew. I mean, I knew what was going to happen right off the bat.
It was, you do.
This is another. It's a predictable romantic comedy. You know who the guy is that she's going to end up with. You know what's going on. Yeah. But I found this one more fun to watch than Upgraded.
Yeah, the dialogue was better.
The acting was better, the dialogue was better. I think the people were cuter, the chemistry was great between the cast. Because they were all involved.
Yeah.
Everybody in the picture here was involved, where with Upgraded it was mainly just her and then whoever she was with at the time.
Yeah.
So she had to carry the movie, whereas with this one, any one of them could pick up and carry the movie.
Yeah.
Great. Like at one point, what's that dude's name? Augustus Prue is the Brannigan. He's the one, the bisexual one that I liked from Lyft. There was a point where he carried the movie. Yeah. And there was a point where Damon Wayans Jr. carried the movie. There was a point where Joel Courtney carried the movie, the one who was the little brother.
Mm-hmm.
There, you know, because there it was spread out between these guys, and I thought that was really cool.
It was good writing, too. I mean,
yeah.
For them to be able to do that and make it believable.
Mm-hmm. That's weird. But yeah, unfortunately, the critics don't agree with us on this, but, you know,
it's okay.
Whatever. I'm not too disappointed. I like to, you know, this is why I put IMDb's and Rotten Tomatoes score next to ours, because then we're like, okay, this is where we sit compared to them. And, you know, That way, you know, you get, I want to be progressive, the insurance company that puts other insurance company prices ahead of theirs. I like to do the same thing. So you can see, you know, the other scores that other critics are giving. So that we're not, you know that we're not the same. We're just, you know, we're just different. But let's go to our highlights on players. I wish I wasn't getting this feedback, but all right. So, Rich, you gave 8 to acting, trailer, ending, story, and subgenre. As a romance movie, I gave 8 to cast, ending, and I think that's it. And then I gave 7s to story, sound, and subgenre, where you gave 7s to cast and direction. So we're actually pretty close on this movie. I think this is worth a watch, you guys. I think this is,
if you like a good romance comedy, this is it.
Yeah, I think this was fun. This wouldn't make my top 5, but
no.
But this was fun. I think this is where I'd watch this before Upgraded for sure.
Oh yeah, in a heartbeat. I will watch this again.
Yeah, I'd watch this again.
Yeah,
if somebody else wanted to watch it.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't put it on. Like, hey.
Yeah, I wouldn't be like, oh, I want to watch Players again right now. No. I'd be like, somebody like, hey, I want to watch a good romantic comedy. Okay, let's put Players on. I think you might like that.
Oh.
All right, let's go to our final scores on Players. IMDb is giving us a 5.6. Rotten Tomatoes critic score, 46%. Audience score, 47%. Rich, you gave it a 69, and I gave it a 66 for an average score of 67.5.
Yeah.
So I put it a half a point higher than Bosco on the average score.
All right, we've got two movies left.
We got two movies left. Which one do you think is number two?
Land of Bad.
Okay. Number two is Suncoast.
What? Oh, you're killing me, David.
And I want to thank my sister Lou for giving us a like on Facebook. Thank you so much, sis. Love you.
Oh, thank you. I really liked this movie. I was hoping this was going to be number one. Really liked this.
I mean, ultimately, it's close. I mean, they're all, these last ones are all really close to each other. As far as
this is my favorite movie out of the 7 movies that we watched.
Yeah.
So you must have scored this really low, David.
I mean, not really low.
I'm just
not too bad.
Oh man, I love the lead actress in here, and Laura Linney. I'm sorry,
Laura Linney. She's good. She's fucking great, but she was good.
Man, she's so good at everything she does.
I liked Woody Harrelson in this. I just
he really served no purpose, though.
I mean, no, I didn't. I didn't feel Woody Harrelson's purpose was to kind of become the parent.
Yeah.
Because Laura Linney was just not ready to do the job.
Yeah. She was so focused on her brother.
She was so focused on her son.
Yeah.
And there was something that Laura Linney said in the movie that really pissed me off. But, yeah, let's read the synopsis on Suncoast, you guys. And this is on Hulu if you guys want to see it.
Mm-hmm.
It says, while caring for her brother along with her audacious mother, a teenager strikes up a friendship with an eccentric activist who is protesting one of the most landmark medical cases of all time.
I like this. I think if this got a physical media release, I think I would buy it.
Yeah. I don't think I would buy it.
Bitch, you bought Incision. You wouldn't buy this.
I got Incision for 50 cents at Blockbuster, so.
Oh, okay. Okay.
If it was 50 cents on DVD, then probably get it, but But so
did you buy the Marvels?
Yeah, I bought the Marvels. I didn't get Steelbook or anything like that. I didn't get Steelbook. I know.
I bought Migration. So.
I got Migration too. my wife brought it home today, and I'm like, okay. That's for my granddaughter. So
yes, that's what we tell each other. Like, oh, we got it
each other, but we're gonna watch it and review it. That's coming up.
I did add it to the list.
We're gonna add that coming up. But yeah,
I think the lead actress in here. What's her name? Nico Parker.
The girl, Nico Parker. She pretty good job.
Yeah, I liked her. I felt her struggle. It felt very real. She wanted to be a normal teen. Mm-hmm. But she couldn't be. Her mom was overbearing, and
But so the person who wrote this, and also directed, Laura Chin. This is basically her. It's based on her life experience.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. So is her, you know, her brother was having this situation in the pro. It's basically like loosely based on her life.
Oh, okay.
So she
liked it. It felt real.
It did. It felt real. It felt true to form. Mm-hmm. And then even at the end, there was a little blurb like a thank you to her brother, and that was the kid who was paralyzed. Kind of based on a true story, but basically she wrote this and directed it, and it's based on her life experience.
Yeah.
So I did like that.
And her friends in this movie felt very real too. Yeah. Like they could be real.
Speaking of real, what's up, Reed? Land of Bad was awesome. Hopefully it hasn't been covered yet. You know, much to Rich's chagrin, no, it hasn't been covered yet. Everybody's saying hi to everybody. This was my pick to be. This was sad. I hated what this girl was going through, mm-hmm. and I understand it. I feel her pain on this.
And that's the thing. It felt real. You could feel it.
Yeah, no, I could feel what she was going through. And I understand what she was going through. I didn't understand Woody Harrelson, like, coming into this picture. It didn't.
You know, that's the one thing.
I liked him in it. But
I think that's the one, if I can nitpick on this movie, it would be that. Yeah. I think I would call the cops.
Yeah.
If a dude was like that, was trying to take my
daughter was out. Pedophiling on my 15-year-old daughter. Yeah, I'd be like, mm-hmm. no. But you know, then again, Laura Linney's character was so out of it.
Yeah, that's my only nitpick of this movie, really.
Yeah, that was the only thing I really didn't like. And there's a quote, basically, when she's when Laura Linney's character is talking to the grief counselor. And the grief counselor asked her if she has another child. And she immediately says no. I was pissed. And then, like, it took her, like, 10 seconds to realize, oh, shit, I have another kid.
Mm-hmm.
And I did like how it ended. I like the movie. It's just, it's not something that I would actively go after because it's a tearjerker.
It is. And there's the scene Woody Harrelson does when they're sitting at dinner at getting lunch and watching the Super Bowl. It's the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah. It was football. Yeah.
And
no sports.
It was, I really liked that scene where he is telling her what happened and you can just see the pain in his face.
Yeah.
And he slaps the, he doesn't get angry at her. He just has a moment of anger.
Yeah, he has a moment. He has a moment of a moment of frustration.
Kind
of
startled. Mm-hmm.
A moment of where he just gets really upset.
Yeah, and I love that scene. It's heartbreaking, but it's still a great.
It scene. Is, yeah, because he's going through some shit too.
Mm-hmm.
I think. I did like, you know, the whole teaching her to drive and all that.
Yeah.
Again, I didn't think it was his place to do that, but I think at the same point, it was like he was becoming the surrogate parent.
Yeah.
While the mother was trying to get through what she was getting through.
Yeah. I agree with that. I say watch this guy.
Yeah, I think this is worth a watch.
I think this should be number one, but David had to fucking ruin it.
Yeah, I didn't ruin it by much, but it's still... I do not think this should be number one. I had a way better time with a movie that is number one that I feel should be number one. But yeah, let's go to our highlights on this. Let's see. Rich, you gave 8 to ending, story, sound, genre, and subgenre. And then you gave 7s to acting, trailer, direction. And I think that's it. I gave 8 to acting and ending, and then I gave 7s to story, direction, sound, genre, and subgenre. But yeah, I like this, not as much as you did, but I do think this is worth a watch. It's on Hulu, you guys, and I do think it's well acted. It's got a good story, but it's a tearjerker. Bring your tissues, and but yeah, you can appreciate this for what it has.
Yeah,
I love it. These guys saying hi to each other.
I love the kindness in our chats.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't save the card yet. Yeah, when you messaged me after you watched it, and you were like, oh, you know, makes you cry. And I was just like, you gave me that tear emoji, and I was like, I don't want to see it. I don't want to see this. I don't want any part of this. This is not... but no, it was good.
Yeah.
It was good. Let's go to our final scores on Suncoast coming in second place, you guys. IMDb is giving this a 6.6. Rotten Tomatoes critic score 76%. Audience score 85%. Rich, you gave it a 72. I gave it a 66 for an average score of 69.
And there's another 69. Watch this, guys.
Yep.
Before we get to our number one movie, where can you listen to us at? Could you remind me, please?
Yes. let me save the. We got to do the giveaway too.
Oh yeah.
So yeah. Oh, let me do that. Hold on. Okay. Let's put the banner up.
Yeah.
You guys are, you know, the Facebook Radio Podcast is sponsored by Spotify for Podcasting. They take the audio portion of our live stream, sponsor us, and link us to other podcast sites like Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Podcast, CastBox, Radio Public, and Google Podcasts. They do it all for free, and they give us more sponsors once we get more followers. So you guys, head over to Spotify, give us a follow. We would really appreciate it. I've got to upload the last couple of episodes, but everything up there is pretty current. And then, yeah, once you follow us on Spotify, then you can listen to us on any of your favorite podcast networks. So We absolutely would love to have you listen to us on your drive to work or
anything, or if you need to set the mood for the night. If you
need some Faces for Radio to kind of get some Dave after dark.
Yeah. Get things moist, whatever.
Yeah, you know,
we're here for you.
We can, you know, or you need to dry things up. we can do that too.
Yeah.
All right. So let's give away a code. Let me bring it up. What is this for? I didn't even check. Oh, Edge this is for Edge of Tomorrow, you guys.
I just watched it last night.
Yeah. Oh, God, this is so good. I love this movie.
Yeah, me too.
So you guys, Edge of Tomorrow, or as Alex calls it, Live, Die, Repeat, which was the original title of it.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise, Emily Blunt, this is a fantastic sci-fi movie. If you guys want this movie, the code is available to you now. If you get it, please let us know in the chat so we can take it off.
So while we wait for that, movies next week that Jay is going to join us for. We got a little movie that's hitting the movie theater. I think it's a little independent movie called Dune Part 2.
Just a little low budget. Yeah,
low budget.
It's all in the desert. There's not much money.
Then we got The Hill, which is on Netflix.
Yep.
Anyone But You on Blu-ray.
Romantic comedy.
Yeah, another romantic comedy, which I really liked.
I'm hoping I like it, bro.
Yeah. Thanksgiving, which is on Blu-ray, and it's on Netflix too.
Yeah, that's a slasher.
Yeah. And then we only got five movies this week. Or next week, I should say.
Yeah.
American Symphony. It's a documentary on Netflix.
When are you adding Migration? Are we going to add it to something we've already got scheduled? Or you...
No, I added it. I didn't add it until April.
So, like April? Okay.
Yeah, I added it to this 410. I added Migration to 410.
Okay.
So, actually, we got the first 2 weeks in April all scheduled. I need to throw those up.
Okay.
Yeah. I need to work on it.
We have not done Zone of Interest. We haven't had the chance to watch it.
No. No, not yet.
It doesn't look like. I don't know if we'll get it before the Oscars, but.
Oh, we won't.
But we do want to see it at some point whenever we get a chance to watch it.
That's the only one I need to see out of the 10 Oscar movies.
Yeah. And I need that one and Poor Things. Those are the only
Poor Things is coming to Max soon.
Yeah. It's been redeemed. Okay, so that mean you got it or like it wasn't available?
Yeah.
Or it's been redeemed when you got it because we weren't 100% sure that the code was.
Yeah, available. I didn't know.
Oh, okay. So it is Warner Brothers, and they do expire. But it doesn't expire until September 30th of this year, so should have been okay to get it. So hopefully someone got it. Been redeemed by someone.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know.
So we don't know if anybody got it. I hope somebody did.
Yeah, I hope somebody did.
But I will start bringing mine up. So next week, our giveaway will be Dungeons & Dragons. Honor Amongst Thieves.
I just rewatched that not so long ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, for my D's.
Yeah. For my D's.
Yeah.
So.
One guess to what our number one movie of the week is.
Well, I don't think we need to guess, right? Because we've only got one left. So our number one movie of the week is Land of Bad. This is in theaters right now, starring Liam Hemsworth, Luke Hemsworth. They get 2 out of 3. And Russell Crowe. And also, you know, a couple of other good actors. Milo Ventimiglia is in this.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a pretty good cast.
Yeah. I liked it, but this felt like a Netflix movie. It did for me. The action was good. I thought Russell Crowe was fantastic in this.
Russell Crowe was great in this. I loved him. Yeah. I loved it. He's a little, he was OCD, a little,
mm-hmm.
little crazy, but it worked for the situation, for what was going on.
Yeah.
I
think Liam Hemsworth did a good job.
Yep.
I think he's not a good actor to begin with, but I thought this was probably one of the better roles I've seen him in.
Oh, come on. You didn't like him in Hunger Games?
He was okay in that. Yeah. I mean, they're all just okay in Hunger Games.
Yeah. Scores on here.
So what did you like the most about it? You said you loved this movie.
I loved it. I really liked this movie. I thought it was great. It reminded me of Behind Enemy Lines with Owen Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, basically Russell Crowe was Gene Hackman, and he's like a green. Like a green, he wasn't part of the teams or anything like that. They bring him in because he's the only one who knows how to fly a drone or, you know, communicate with the drone guy, which is Russell Crowe's character.
Yeah.
And then holy hell goes down. I really thought this was based on a true story. Turns out I was wrong.
Yeah, I didn't think it was.
I thought there was some kind of truth to it. But
visually, it was great looking.
I thought the action was great. It was thrilling. It was intense. There were moments where Liam Hemsworth was doing a good job acting wise.
Uh-huh.
Russell Crowe was great, start to finish. I thought Russell Crowe like made the movie.
Yeah.
Especially what he did at the end. I loved what he did at the end.
Oh, at the when with the phone and stuff.
Yeah, with the golf club. Yeah, mm-hmm. I love it. Yeah, because he was fucking pissed, and he deserved to be pissed. He had the right to be, because they were supposed to be doing, they're supposed to be helping.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at the synopsis. It says an Army Special Forces team ambushed, and their hope lies with an Air Force personnel who guides them through a brutal 48-hour battle. I think this was, this was my pick of the week. I watched this on
a long time ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a few weeks ago on a mystery movie, and I was like, "Oh my god, that was so good!"
Yeah,
and because it was a surprise. It came out of nowhere. I don't think I would have seen this in the theater had it not been for a mystery movie.
Yeah.
Because I think this is the worst title ever.
Yeah.
I
want to say Land of the Bad, but
you want to say Land of the Bad or The Land of Bad. But yeah, no, this the title sucks. The mm-hmm. title absolutely sucks. But when I watched the trailer for it, I was like, okay, I'm interested because the trailer looks good. And then, I watched the movie and I was like, dude. And Reed, I agree. I had no expectations for this. I was not expecting this to be good. This had a kind of a Lone Survivor feel too. And I like the action in this. I like the way that they did the drone stuff. I thought it was really good.
Yeah.
That was funny. This was the foreshadowing of the title. The guy had the tattoo of the title of the movie on his arm.
I never noticed that.
He went like that, and it said "Land of Bad" on his forearms. I was just laughing. Badlands has been taken too many times. Had to get creative. So, they could have done something other than "Land of Bad." Okay, we can't use Badlands, so let's use "Land of Bad." crazy, I call it the Briar Patch, call it whatever you want, but I thought speaking of Badlands, that reminds me of the Borderlands trailer. Did you get to see that?
No, I have not seen the trailer for that yet.
And I mean, I'm not a fan of the game.
Yeah, me neither.
But Kate Blanchett is in the movie, and I'm like, how the hell did you get her? And she's like the main lead in it.
Oh wow! Isn't Jamie Lee Curtis in that too?
Yeah, Jamie Lee Curtis is in it, and I was like, dude, this got a great cast. I can't wait till that comes out.
Yeah, you're gonna make me see it, ain't you?
Man, I really wanted you to like this more than you did, but I mean, I could see your points on it.
It just felt like very like a Netflix movie, like. It's a step down from the Chris Hemsworth movie that was on Netflix.
Oh, the Extraction 2?
Yeah.
I mean, as far as the action goes, yeah. I think the, but I think the action here seemed more realistic to me than Extraction 2. Extraction 2 seemed a little over the top.
Yeah, you're right there.
But yeah, this felt more like a, not a war movie, but like a military type, like a 13 Hours at Benghazi or things like that. And I liked it a lot. It's
not a bad movie.
No,
not at all.
And I think, you know, Reed said it right, whereas I didn't have any expectations for it. I didn't even know it was coming. And then I watched it, and I was like, oh, dude.
That's so bad.
It was Land of Bad. And, you know, every once in a while, I get these gems on on the mystery movies, like, you know, Ordinary Angels was fantastic.
Didn't you get American Fiction on a mystery
movie? I got American Fiction. That was fantastic.
Oh, that movie's awesome.
So, yeah, and it was great.
Yeah. I mean, I would see this again. I would. Would I buy it before Suncoast? No.
No, I'd buy it before Suncoast. I'll buy the, if it comes out on 4K, I'd get it on 4K.
Yeah.
Another train.
Yeah.
Hard for that? Yoda picked the title. Yeah.
No kidding.
But yeah, it's a horrible title, but the movie more than makes up for it. I think I think this is definitely worth a watch. I don't know if I'd go chasing the theater for it, but definitely when it comes out on streaming.
I think it just got announced for its physical release.
Oh, did it?
I think so. Great message. Let me hold on. Grant sent me a message.
I think I saw that too. I think Grant sent that to me too.
Where are we above Grant?
May 14th.
Yeah.
Physical release May 14th, you guys. Oh, I'm picking that up.
Yeah, I knew you would.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'll pick that up.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to our highlights on Land of Bad. You guys coming in first place. Rich, you gave a 9 to the cast, an 8 to the vision.
Oh, he froze. It's like Dave's doing duck lips. He must be rendering something. Uh-oh. You're frozen, David.
Dang it, I'm freezing.
You did freeze. You're doing duck lips.
No. Yeah, my internet just popped out for a second.
Okay.
No, I wasn't rendering anything. Actually, I was about to, but I didn't actually do it. Dave was abducted by the train. Yep. Okay, let's try that again. Highlights. Rich, you gave a 9 for the cast. 8 for visuals, 7 for acting, ending, story, and sound. I gave a 10 for the genre, 9 for cast, 9 for subgenre, 9 for ending, and then 8 for trailer and direction. I like this a lot more than you.
Yeah,
you do. But
that's okay,
it is. It is what it is. All movies are subjective. Sometimes you've done this too, to where, you know, you like a movie just way more than I did. But let's go to our final scores on Land of Bad. You guys, this is coming in first place. IMDb is giving this 6.5. Rotten Tomatoes critics score 60%. Audience score 94%. Rich, you gave it a 67. I gave it an 82 for an average score of 74.5.
Easily. Wow, you scored out way higher than I did.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
15 points.
Yeah, it's a big spread.
That's a big spread. But yeah, Neil, we were 10 points different in what was Bosco. Okay. Yeah. You were 72, I was 62. Yep. See, audience score 94.
That's good. That,
yeah, people, that's great.
People are paying their money to go see this movie, any movie. You want them to enjoy it because money's hard right now for some people.
Yeah.
If you're dropping $15-$20 to go to a movie. Yeah.
And word of mouth passes, and this movie will make more money.
Yeah.
Which right now it hasn't made. So it's estimated a $25 million budget, and so far it's made $3.6 million in the box office.
Yeah. I mean, I can see that.
Yeah. It's just, you know, you look at the title, and you're like, that looks like it's going to suck.
Yeah. It looks like it belongs on Netflix. The title suggests that.
Yeah. No, the title suggests it. I completely agree with you. Because I was like, there's no way I want to watch that. Then I saw the trailer, and I was like, okay. That looks decent. And then when I caught it on the mystery movie, I couldn't have been happier. It was.
I remember you sent me a message. If you can watch whatever the fuck it's called, Land of Bad.
Land of Bad.
I keep wanting to throw the in there.
Idol is bad.
Yeah. And see, again, I was fortunate. My daughter's theater had it. They get some of these movies. They show up one showing, I don't know, Sunday afternoon or Saturday afternoon. And I was just able to see it. I was like, wait a minute, that title sounds familiar. I was like, Dave, did you see?
Yep.
Because he sends me these messages, hey, if you get to see this. And I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah, when I get to do a mystery movie, I usually tell you what the movie was and whether it was good or not. That way, if you can get a chance to catch it, then we can watch it. We can review it on the show.
Yeah.
Because when I do these mystery movies, I get them like a week to a month before they come out.
Yeah. Well, that's it for tonight.
Yeah, right? That's it for tonight. We're doing something. We got done in an hour and a half. That's
I know. Proud of us. Before we go, I just, something that's been on my mind, I just want to say, I said it last night on, we're not even supposed to watch this today, but man, if you guys are struggling with mental health, make sure you talk to somebody. We're not professionals, but you could always reach out to us if any of you guys just need an ear to listen to you. Especially men's mental health is not taken seriously. I know I struggle with mental health a lot, and I'll admit it. I don't have a problem with that. But luckily, I have people around me, you know, that I can talk to. But not everyone's fortunate enough to have that. So if you're struggling and you feel like there's nowhere to go, man, hit us in the DMs. Reach out to anybody in your life that you think will listen to you. Just don't keep it bottled up inside.
Yeah.
That was my soapbox message for the day.
Yeah. No, that's great, brother. It's absolutely true. The way men are always taught to hide their emotions or keep it bottled inside. And it's not healthy. So you guys need an outlet. If you guys need someone to talk to, if nothing else, we're here.
Yeah.
You can message us whenever and we will talk to you.
We might not have the answer, but we
might not have the answer, but we're ready to listen.
Yeah, we'll listen. I got big ears, see? My mom used to call me Dumbo. I got big ears for a reason. So I'm a good listener.
I don't have big ears, but I have a gigantic head. So,
yeah,
and not that one. This one,
but yeah, guys,
I don't want any misconceptions. It ain't cool for men to hide emotions anymore. No, yeah,
it's not.
It's not. It's not healthy.
Yeah, you just posted that, man, and I'm glad you did. Because I think it was yesterday he posted something about mental health, and I was like, oh man, that was pretty cool of you. So. Yeah, don't take it seriously, guys. Men's mental health is important.
Yeah.
But on a better note, can't wait to see you guys next week with Jay Manley.
I know. Jay Manley's going to be on the show. And all I have to say is, wow. That's right.
I love that.
I'm keeping those little snail bites. Keeping those. So whenever anything good comes up.
I like it's, that.
Have her on all the time.
Yeah. So,
thanks, brother. But yeah, it's gonna be great to have Jay on the show next week. I don't have my daughter and granddaughter with me, so they moved out. We're empty nesting now, so it's just me and my wife and my big ass dog.
You guys should be doing it in every room now with no kids.
Oh, dude, it is naked time all the time in the Lowe household. It is nothing short of, you know, busy with the, you know, but it's still wintertime, so it's cold, but you know, we got electric blankets and sweatshirt.
Dave's laying out all his DVDs because he doesn't want to do it anymore.
I'm laying out all the DVDs. Pick a movie, any movie.
Yeah.
But yeah. Golly, you're welcome, brother.
No, thanks, man. Thanks for joining us tonight. Everyone, thank you guys.
We appreciate you guys sticking with us tonight. Before we go, let's recap what's coming out next week again. So we have Dune Part 2 in the theater. We have Thanksgiving on physical release, The Hill on Netflix, Anyone But You on physical release, and American Symphony on Netflix. I'm excited to do that. And then you guys, coming up on Friday is our movie news at 5, our new show. We pre-record it. We set it to premiere. I try to be on there so I can answer chats and stuff, but sometimes I'm not. But it airs.
I always forget.
He always forgets. It airs Friday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Pacific, but we record it on Wednesday nights after this show. So we try to...
And he fuzz. I'll finish what he's saying. We do five movie news stories. Then we do if there's a passing in Hollywood or in the entertainment industry, we touch on that. And Dave gathers the Blu-ray and physical releases and movie theater releases for the week and streaming releases for the week. So he's still stuck. But yeah, that's what we do on whatever Dave's time is. And he's still not back. Are we still recording? Are we still... Somebody in the chat, let me know if we're still... It says we're still live. I don't know what Dave's doing. Dave's fucking shit up. Well, I'll keep talking until he comes back. Again, mental health. Just me, I think. I hope. Those are 5 movies. We got Jay coming up March 27th. We have Alex from Geeks and Flicks. We got him 5 movies that hopefully he'll enjoy at least 2 or 3 of them. Where'd you go, Dave? Where'd you go? It's just me. Come on.
Oh, crap.
There we go.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
My internet completely dropped.
Oh, man. All right, so I think I covered everything.
I hope so, because I didn't hear shit. I started talking, and then I froze, and then everything started spinning, and then boom, your internet's down. I'm like, oh crap. So anyway, yeah, great. Listen to Rich. Rich knows all that stuff. But you guys know. Thank you so much for watching. We're gonna go ahead and sign off now. It's been a great show. Thanks again for you guys for watching. I want to thank anybody who listened to this on the replay. But until next time, for Rich and myself, good night, God bless, and we'll see you next time on the Faces for Radio podcast. Bye, everybody.
See you guys.